almost gone. And on my mirror, she made it clear, her lipstick can't be wrong. My summer, summer, my sweet summer is gone.
Hey, it's me, Richie T, and we're talking with the Duddy from Dirty Heads. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Weather where you're at, is that pleasant? Let's get through these social graces that everybody has to do.
Well, I am from Southern California, so yes, it's always perfect. I'm going to rub that in a little bit. I just wanted to rub that in, sorry.
You know, I've been there before when it hasn't always been perfect, pal.
No, I know. It's not always perfect, but, you know, 95% of the time is not a bad percentage.
No, no, not at all. And you have to give credit. You have to give credit to a place. And I wish I could remember where it is. And you probably know, because I know that it's a local hangout. But there is this place right off the beach that makes ice cream sandwiches, waffle ice cream sandwiches.
Right off the beach, and is that in Huntington?
Maybe. I can't remember where it was, but I remember someone was like, so what they do is they take a hot waffle, like your waffle cone kind of thing, and they smash the ice cream in between it, and then it's essentially a race as they hand it over to you to get it all done before the ice cream just is melting down your hand, and it was one of the most delicious things I've ever had.
See, I haven't had that, and now I'm just kind of bummed out.
You know,
I gotta figure out where that's at.
I'll find out where that place is, because I know sometimes you get a little hungry, you get a case of the munchies, and you want to go check something out. I'll find out where that is. Crap.
I've been known to snack. I've been known to snack in my day.
Yeah, what's your favorite snack?
My favorite snack?
Yeah.
Okay, this can get weird. Mini pies.
Like your Hostess mini pies?
No, like, I make these at home. Like, they're literally, like take an apple pie and just make it super small. But it still looks exactly like a pie, but it's super small. I call them piters, pie sliders.
Okay. All right. So so talk to me, how little are we talking about? Like a tart
size? I'm talking like a two-biter. Two-biter piter.
A two-biter piter.
Two-biter pider.
I love it. Listen, I love it.
Yeah.
I love every bit of this. And do you claim to have coined the phrase the piter?
I literally, no joke, I just started doing this a couple weeks ago, and I've fallen so in love with making them, I bought the website and patented it.
Shut up. Really?
Yes, I did. I really did. Piters.
How do you spell it?
P-I-E-D-E-R-S. Piters.
Piter. Okay, just like I would think. Like pie a slider, but it's a pie slider. So what do we get?
Right.
So I'm going to the website right now, and I hope to not be disappointed. Just parking it?
No, I really did buy it. But, I mean, I just bought it, so I haven't built the website yet. But I do own the website, and I have patented piters. Well, the patent's in the process of being patented, but it's going down.
The patent process.
The world's going to be taken over by piters.
The patent process for the piters.
Yeah, it's going down, and then the world will see. The world will know the joy of holding a pie in your hand and eating it with no silverware. I don't know. You want to hear the slogan?
Yes, please.
Piters, where every day is your cheat day. Right? Right. Come on.
No, I love it. I love it. I love every bit of this too much. That's the problem I'm thinking.
Nice.
That's
what everybody says.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, too, because sometimes, like, pie, like, eating a whole slice of pie is kind of a commitment. And certainly...
Nobody wants that.
And certainly making the whole pie? That's ridiculous.
Okay, tell me this. How many times have you gone to, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever at your family's house, and, like, there's, like, three pies out.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the night, there's two full pies. And one pie has, like, maybe two slices gone.
Yeah, that someone maybe picked through with the fork and got some of the goodies on the inside.
No one wants to go over there and get a whole piece of pie and walk around with a plate. Like, no. But if you can walk over, grab a piter, two-biter piter real quick, boom, you're in heaven.
So, I mean, you keep calling it the two-biter piter. So are there going to be, like, different levels? Is there, like, a three-biter piter? Or do
we
just...
I was thinking we can do different levels, like... Even like a one-biter piter, if I can really just get down there and microscope it, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, it's still in the making process.
I love it. All kinds of pies?
I was thinking this, though, too. All kinds of pies. But then I'm going to have this up there.
Okay.
I'm going to have an oatmeal raisin pie. And if you come in and you order the oatmeal raisin pie, I go, get the F out, you know, because why would you, out of all the flavors, why would you order the oatmeal raisin?
Let me ask you this. There's a whole other kind of pie that we haven't even talked about then. What about the meat pies? What about your savory pies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you're going to do that?
Chicken pot pie-der, shepherd's pie-der, pizza pie-der. They're all going to be there. And then I'm going to have a pie clops. And that's just a piter that has a one eye on it.
Uh-huh.
But no one knows what flavor it is. And they say, what flavor is the Pyclops? It's the Pyclops. That's what it is.
That's all it is.
Don't.
Okay, so do you have the shirt? You got to have the shirt. You got to have the swag.
I'm going to have that. But yeah, right now I'm just trying to lock down the recipes.
Okay.
Get that all, you know, going. This has been an awesome conversation.
Because for me, now let's go here for a second. Because for me, I go, okay, well, you know, they're coming out of California, maybe. I personally have never bought food online before. I've done the clothing, mm-hmm. I've done the electronics mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So maybe I'm a little sketchy. But I go, Piter's, that's cool. That's the guy from Dirty Heads. I like this already. Let me get a Piter, you know, the two-biter Piter bumper sticker or the patch if we want to go old school.
That's right.
Or the, shirt. I tried her, the two-bite Piter.
Oh, man. Woo. Are you going to want publishing for that if I use it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I tried her, the two-bite Piter. Done. And it's
I like it.
And you have a picture of the Pyclops like right there in the middle. I love
yep.
it. I love every bit of this.
Perfect.
So, so you're in a band, huh?
I guess. Maybe we should talk about that for a second.
Oh, no, we don't need to. What else? What else can we do? I like this merchandise. We can do the a button. Kids like the buttons, you know.
Who doesn't? And you know what? The button will be the same. The button will be a piter, and on it will say actual size.
Yes. I see.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
had you already
We're doing this.
Had you already come up with that?
No, I hadn't.
Until just now, right? This is the greatest brainstorming session of an interview that I've ever had.
I'm writing it down.
let's see, what else? I mean, hats. Hat's an easy thing. You got to do the hat.
Hats are easy. Oh, yeah. For Halloween, mm-hmm. I'm going to make spiders. And it's just piters. But you know, obviously you put little legs coming out of them,
sure.
And then you candy a pecan, you make it red,
uh-huh.
You put the red pecan in the middle of the piter to make it look like a Black Widow.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. And then there's got to be stuff for, I'm thinking Easter now, I'm thinking Christmas. There's got to be some stuff there that you can do. Maybe a little, maybe a little sacrilegious, but maybe it's a little sacrilegious. Just go in there for a second.
Okay. Okay, I'm with you.
We'll come up with something. We should mention the fact that you're in a band, Dirty Heads.
Yep.
Have you been with Dirty Heads from the beginning?
I have been. Me and Jared started the band back probably around 2000-ish, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And
according to what I have, young man, it's 1996.
Well, we were definitely probably playing. We were playing music together at that time.
Uh-huh.
We went to high school together. Me, him, and also our percussion player John. And we've been playing music with each other forever. So yes, at 1996, were we playing music? Yeah, but I'd say like around 2000s when we really were like, hey, let's like be a band and like let's write songs and you know do that kind of thing. You know.
Okay. I found also online that you found some of the early tapes. Are we ever going to hear any of that?
Well, I have to go through it because it's like a lot of it is just like if I were to ever leak it out, we would just never have any fans again because it's just disgusting. Yeah, I mean, it's literally like 10 dudes in my garage. And my dad had built this soundproof room in our garage, and we would go there all night. We like 10 of us. after a party. So we'd like go there at like, we'd get there at 2 and we'd all have 40s and smoking pot. And I had this little 4-track mini disc recorder and a Casio keyboard. And we would just make the dumbest beats, and every person in the room had to write a rap and be on the song. So it'd be a room full of just drunk dudes with pads of paper out, just writing. And then it was your turn, and it was just like, who can outdo the other person and be grosser? That's kind of what it was, you know?
I love it. So, like, if you went to bleep it out and just be like, all right, here's the, you know, one of the early tracks from Dirty Heads, and it's just beep, the whole thing.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, there's a couple that I might be able to take some parts out and do, like, you know, some leaks. But I've gone back and listened to a couple of them, and I'm just like, oh, my God, we were horrible people.
But you've certainly come around since then, and now a great band that you guys, it seems like you guys come to Utah without fail every year.
Yeah, it seems like at least once. I mean, normally it seems like even a couple times we come. You guys amazing, like, you surprisingly have an awesome scene there for our style of music.
Well, take that back. Hold on. Surprisingly, why surprisingly?
Because you're more of a mountain town, and this is like beach music. And the reason I say that is because we've been touring for quite a long time. So we have seen this scene grow in many places that we would go and nobody around there listened to reggae. You know, it wasn't a big scene, or reggae rock, it wasn't a big scene, but the whole scene, not just our band, has grown. And it's cool to see it grow in all these places. And Utah especially, it has an amazing scene for our type of music, you know, and it is cool to see that.
Yeah. I can't wait. You guys are out at USANA, which I think is a great theater, and you're here with Pepper, which, man, that's a bunch of guys who just like to have a great time.
Yeah, my liver is very scared for that tour.
And then tell me about, and I don't even know how to pronounce it. I should have done my due diligence and looked it up. But tell me about, is it Air? A-E-R? How do you say that band?
It is. It's Air.
Okay.
And it's a band I didn't hear much about until very recently. And then I kind of looked them up a little bit, and they're really making a big name for themselves. And their music sounds great, and we just felt like, you know, we wanted that fresh, new band on the tour. You know, it's always nice to have someone, you know, that's new and fresh coming up. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually really looking forward to play with them.
So you guys didn't necessarily pick them yourselves, or did they come to you, or how does that all get together?
No, we actually did. We were going around, me and Jared were just, and some of the other guys for the band were just talking about who we wanted to come out and open the tour and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about a bunch of bands and throwing names around. And Air came up, and we were all like, oh, yeah, let's look into them more, you know? And, like, we had heard a couple things about them, and we kind of looked them up and checked them out and seen what they're doing and just seen they have a great crowd, like a following they've built, you know? And we were just like, wow, this is cool. Let's see if these guys are down. And, you know, we contacted them, and they were down.
Cool. They have a similar sound, kind of that beach music, as you put it?
Yeah. Definitely, good. You know, definitely a similar sound, similar vibe, so it's going to be a fun show.
That should be great. That's at the USANA Amphitheater on the 15th of August. You can get tickets actually available now just by going to Smith Ticks and checking that out. And then you guys have a new album coming out on the 8th of July?
Yeah.
And a new single?
8th of July.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 8th of July, Sound of Change comes out. You can go on iTunes right now and pre-order it. And if you pre-order it right now, you get My Sweet Summer. You could download that right now, and you'll have that to listen to. So go check it out.
So go do that and have a piter.
Do that.
And have a piter.
That's right. That's right.
I appreciate you taking a few minutes. Look forward to having you here in August. Look forward to my cut on the I Trider, the 2-bite piter. I'll come up with a design and just send it to you via Twitter. You've got that, I assume. I can reach you there.
I would love if you did that.
I'm going to.
Okay, good. It's just at Duddy B. That's okay. My Twitter.
All right.
But just tweet me.
All right.
Did I just say that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yay. Tweet me. All right. Thanks, man. Have
tweet
a day.
Me. Don't worry about it.
My summer, my sweet summer is gone. My sweet summer is gone.